This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg. Well, that may be Gene Steinberg, but here's the normal voice that introduces the Paracast. This is Bob Zanotti, speaking from my home in the Emmental cheese country in Switzerland, and very proud and happy to be together with my old friend Gene. And thank you for having me on, Gene.
With an emphasis on the old.
You're only as old as you feel. I'm going to be 71 in December. I'm not going to embarrass you by asking your age, but I think you're my junior to a certain extent. But I don't know. People will say, you're getting on. How are you supposed to feel? I don't know how you're supposed to feel at 71. I feel like a kid. You know, I'm a ham radio operator, and I hear people on the air all the time. And I get these guys, you listen to voices because it's an oral, A-U-R, medium ham radio. I've been a radio ham for years, many, 50 years, too many. You get to hear people, and you get these people talking to you like this, and, well, I got troubles with my knees, and, you know, I got jumping pellagra, and I got all kinds of stuff. I don't know. I'm really getting on, and I got headaches and migraines. And I say, well, how old are you? Well, I'm getting up there. I'm 52. And I hear guys who are 90 years old on ham radio, and they sound like kids. It really is all in your head.
You know, you raised the right point there. I think if I bother to think how old I am, and I'm not going to mention it, because there's possibly a photograph in my closet that's aging right now. That's the trick.
Just put it out of your consciousness, that's all.
Well, people have been saying I'm unconscious for years, but Bob, I wanted to talk to you about that. This is going to be, by the way, a kind of an open mic episode where we go into a lot of subjects, and we're also joined by Gogs Mackay.
Remember Coffee Clutch, where this all started, where you and I met each other for the first time, Jim Mosley and those people back in the New York area? That's what we did. We had no script. We just sat down at a table and said, let's go.
And then, of course, this was done in a college radio station. And it was kind of like I remember a long table, right? And each one of us had a microphone.
Well, sometimes we had to share.
Then there were big fights and fisticuffs and black belts and things.
Well, it was very, very freewheeling radio, I think they would call it. They have a fancy term for it. There's a euphemism for it. Back in our day, we would call it freewheeling. Now they call it eclectic. You know, it's an eclectic radio station. Never figured out quite what that was. But we used to get together on a Friday night, and I remember the time. We're talking about WFMU. I don't dare tell you what those call letters stood for. We'd be off the air in no time. Or you get a citation from the FCC.
But yeah, we don't want that.
No. Listen, I'm an old pro. I'm not going to do that to you, Gene. We're too good friends for that. But it was the radio station of Uppsala College in East Orange, New Jersey. Now, I don't know how they contrived to do this. It must be an art which is long gone, a college which managed to go bankrupt. Don't ask me anymore. I don't know. The radio station was the radio station of Uppsala College, and it still exists, and it's quite a big station in the New York area. And, you know, for those who are not from the New York area, you mentioned college radio. This was not a 10-watt station. This was a 1,500-watt FM station. And in fact, at one time, Gene, I don't know if I ever told you this, but my show Coffee Clutch, and you were a regular guest on there, along with Jim and Jack Robinson and Augie Roberts and Dominic Lucchesi and people like that, it made it, I actually made it once, well, a couple of times, to the New York Times radio and TV listing. WFMU Coffee Clutch. You know, that was a great honor. I don't know who did that. I didn't pay anybody. But those were great days of broadcasting.
Well, and the thing to bear in mind also when we talk about that is the range of the station. I was living in Brooklyn, New York. It was a difficult climb to get to Brooklyn. But I did all sorts of tweaks on a home-built FM radio. And I did something with the antenna because we weren't allowed to have a roof antenna. I was living just in an apartment with my parents. But I was able to do something, some sort of electronic trickery, and I got pretty good signal.
Well, actually, I can get technical here as a radio ham. We started off at the beginning at WFMU with 10 watts. That doesn't sound like much. But in a densely populated area like the New York metropolitan area, with a decent antenna, we had quite a coverage area. And then we went up, I forget what year it was, I think it was 1962 or 63, we raised the power to 1,500 watts. And that was the same kind of power as the big New York City radio station. So we were doing very well. And I have to tell you, I don't know if you want to do it now, but I can tell you later an anecdote about the power increase. Now, I don't have to even ask you. It's pro forma. You remember Jack Robinson and his lovely wife, Mary Robinson, who was clairvoyant. And we did a show once that you may remember. You weren't on that one. It was just the two of them and me at their apartment in Jersey City, New Jersey, just across from the Hudson River. And we were still at 10 watts at WFMU. We had applied for a long time for the power increase to 1,500 watts, and it was blocked by, I think, WNYE. You might, you're a New Yorker, Gene. That was the radio station, the FM station of the New York Board of Education. And they were the next channel up from us, and they objected. They were afraid there would be interference. So to cut a long story short, which is maybe not a good idea on a long talk show, and it's extremely difficult for me at the best of times, but I'll try, we did a show about the Ouija board. And Mary Robinson was an adept at the Ouija board, How many people realize that Ouija stand, are the French and German words for yes? Oui, yes, French, ja, German, yes, Ouija board. In any case, we frivolously brought out the board, and she had quite a record with the board. And I asked her the question, when is WFMU going to get the power increase that we've been waiting for years? Our lawyers told us it was really a difficult fight, and they didn't hold out much hope that we would get it. And then she came out. This was, I think, November, just before October, November. And then she said, and she went around, and the planchette started swooshing around, and she called out the numbers and everything else, and she says, no, January. And Jack said, can you be more precise? And she said, I get 15, 20, something like that. And I said, well, if that comes to pass, you really performed a great demonstration. We got a call at the radio station from our lawyer several weeks later saying the FCC had surprisingly approved our power increase, and the first coffee clutch program with full power of 1,500 watts was, I believe, January the 21st. So what can I say?
Well, I recall now hearing your station when it only had 10 watts in Brooklyn when I had to do all that stuff. So that was pretty astounding. What is astounding also is that we have a second radio show called After the Paracast, and I have no idea what it's going to be on this week because a lot of things are happening, a lot of things are going on. But if you want to know more how to listen to that show and get the commercial-free version of this show, all you have to do is subscribe to the Paracast Plus. Go to plus.theparacast.com. That's plus.theparacast.com. We recently lowered the price. You know, like Mad Magazine used to say, our price cheap, $4.99 a month. Okay? Got to have the 99. We can talk about that, maybe the psychological impact of 99 cents. But that's not the time. We're doing kind of a open mic discussion here with Gogs McKay. and Bob Zanotti and Gene Steinberg, and you're in
the podcast.
The award-winning graphic converter, the universal genius for photo editing on your Mac. Join over 1.5 million loyal users for this Swiss Army knife photo editing app. It gives you all you expect from a top-flight image editing app with tons of features, and most important, it's easy to use. Get 20% off from lemkesoft.de/gene. That's lemkesoft.de/gene. Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. Again, that's 1-800-441-9833.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Now, just to point out, folks, Chris O'Brien is around in Thailand, and the time zone difference is pretty wacky. So it'd be really early in the morning when we're doing this at 1 p.m. right now, 1:17 p.m. Arizona time on a Thursday. There would probably be 3 a.m. Okay. And I'm hearing crickets. which is usually the response that I get to my jokes.
I can hear them even over here in Switzerland. You've got very loud crickets there, Gene.
Right, very noisy.
I can hear your dog sometimes, too. Not today, but in other broadcasts.
Oh, yeah, sometimes he gets wacky. We used to live at a place where the neighbors had five dogs or six dogs. I lost track. They kept moving them in and out. They'd give them over to a friend to adopt them, and they'd have a couple more. And they didn't understand what birth control meant for dogs, which, of course, is to give them an operation so they can't procreate. Something gets them going, and suddenly you have five dogs barking. And what happens to our dog, Teddy Bear? He wants to join the chorus. So that's where it goes. And suddenly it gets to be really, really annoying. We live somewhere now where there are dogs, but not next door.
I think I've heard Teddy Bear a few times when the mailman's come to the door.
There you go. In any case, before we go on with this, Bob, I wanted to just bring up something I mentioned last week. And it was a comment after we had Gary Lachman as a guest. And Gary Lachman, who was known as a rock and roller as Gary Valentine, was one of the founding members of Blondie before they became famous. Okay, kind of like the Pete Best of the Beatles or something like that, where he left the band before they became famous and doesn't seem to regret it because he's gotten into something far more intellectual, I guess. And Bob indicated to me that he went to school with Debbie Harry. And he gave me a few comments. I read one of them, and I guess it was sort of out of context. And I guess the best thing to do, Bob, is for you to maybe give us a quick summary of what you remember of her.
Well, that's a long time ago. We're talking the 60s. She was, I was born in Paterson, New Jersey, and grew up in Hawthorne, New Jersey, right next door. And Debbie Harry, of course, for any of those who know her or followed her, she is a cult figure, of course, know very well that she went that she grew up also in Hawthorne, New Jersey. We were contemporaries. Although she was in the Hawthorne High School class of 63, and I was in the class of 64, I mean, I had no real personal contact with her. But, you know, we saw each other. We would go, you know, as they called it back in those days, you know, we had traveling classes. You went from one class to the other. You went down the corridor. You saw each other. There were midday dances, and you went to after the cafeteria. There was dancing, and she was there, and this sort of thing. When I saw her later pictures, it was striking because she has changed so little. I think the one thing which strikes anybody, certainly somebody who knew her as a teenager, as I did, was that her face, her visage, has hardly changed. She always had an outstanding face, and that has remained all through the years. She was always what I would call... She gave the impression she was precocious. Now, I mean, we can give different spins to the word precocious. She was a good student. As I remember, people saying she was smart. She was smart. She was very sophisticated. And again, we're talking the 60s here. But she was always aloof. You would see her in a class or in a group. I think she belonged to a sorority. I don't know if sororities exist anymore, but they were very big back in the 60s, at least in New Jersey, in the New York area. And she belonged to a girls' sorority. And I don't remember her having a lot of friends. She was very aloof, as I would say, and rather distant, if we can use that expression. There was an aura, there was an air about her that she was beyond this. You could speculate, and look, I see her in the hall of Hawthorne High School right now as I'm reminiscing, and I see the face today, and it's so similar. She had a radiation, she had an aura about her. You knew that there was something special about this girl. And we called them girls at the time. if that's not politically correct, and I really don't care because I don't believe in political correctness. I think political correctness is a muzzle to keep us from saying what we really think, and that's against the American First Amendment. Anyway, in any case, she was very special. Somehow, in hindsight, you could imagine that she was destined for something special.
Yeah, do you think she knew that herself, or she considered herself that she knew she was going places in the world? Do you think she knew that?
A very good question, Goggs, and I would confirm that. I think that's a very eloquent way of putting it. She knew it. She had this aura, which is, you know, also an esoteric term or a metaphysical term. I can't read auras, but she had this. That was her persona. She was destined for other things. She was not part of the mainstream of school. I don't remember her having many friends. And I do remember one thing that a lot of guys, a lot of boys remembered very well, and others, probably a lot of other people who looked at her sort of cross-eyed. During the summers, we all went, that was traditional, we went to the Hawthorne Memorial Swimming Pool. Now, anybody from Hawthorne will be sort of rolling their eyes and say, oh, yeah, I remember that, you know. And she would strut along the concrete side of the public swimming pool, which is fairly large, in a rather brief bikini. Now, for those who don't realize, who are used to going to nude beaches in Miami and some other places these days, I mean, we're talking the 60s now. And there was a rule. I remember I Dream of Jeannie? There was an American hang-up, and Goggs, maybe you as a Scot, being from this side of the Atlantic, I'm in Switzerland, you're in Scotland. Of course, we were far ahead over here with this sort of stuff. But America is basically, it was anyway, a very Puritan society. They had this above-the-navel rule. I mean, they did have two-piece bathing suits. Yeah, back in the 60s. But that was it. Remember Dream of Jeannie? You never saw her navel.
That was a big thing about the show, and kind of like a house joke. You couldn't see her navel because of the requirements of TV at that time. Boy, have things changed. We've got more to come. We got Goggs McKay and Bob Zanotti. You're in
the Paracast.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX, that's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, Peter Porcaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE offer a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code George if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
This is Jacques Vallée. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Here we go. Bob Zanotti, Gogs Mackay, and Bob is remembering his youth back in 1963 in high school, Debbie Harry, kind of strutting her stuff a little bit, trying to be like a show person, right? That she had show business in her soul. Would that be the right vibe?
She did, and since we're on a paranormal show, the Paracast, I think I would be permitted the indulgence of even speculating about reincarnation. I would go so far. It's nice to be talking to an audience that gets this sort of stuff, that understands
Bob,
it.
Bob, sorry to interrupt, but just a few minutes ago when you were talking about Debbie Harry, I was about to make a comment that because we're in a paranormal show, whenever people seem to claim to have had a past life regression, it's funny how people say, oh, I was Julius Caesar or whatever. But I could believe that Debbie Harry was Cleopatra in a previous life. Were you about to say anything like that?
Yes. I mean, I wouldn't venture so far as to say Cleopatra or some other diva. But there was something. I mean, she didn't come into the world like this. I really think that she had something from a past life experience. She was perhaps a glamour star. I mean, you know, we had so many of these people back in the 20s, the 30s, the 40s, and it would be totally theoretically possible for somebody like Debbie Harry, a teenager at the time, to have been reincarnated from one of these divas, if people use that term anymore. But
they kind of use that in a very limited way. They'll use it for Lady Gaga. I guess they'll use it for Madonna. And they'll still use it for Barbara Streisand, who's still going strong. She's 74. But in the case of Lady Gaga, I don't know if you ever listen to her stuff. She can sing anything.
Well, I don't listen to Lady Gaga because I think she's Gaga, but that's another story. But as far as Debbie is concerned, this is really what I meant by using the term precocious. She was good at school. She was smart. I think she was Mr. Young's favorite French student. She took French, I believe, if I recall correctly. And there was something about her that she had brought something from another life. Like they say Mozart would sit down at the piano and then play something at the age of 5 or 6. Well, she had this. Look, I'm an esoteric sort of guy. I'm an offbeat guy. My coffee clot show back in the 60s, of which you were a part, a regular part, Gene, was devoted to the offbeat. So I'm absolutely wide open to anything. I'm willing to accept anything, and I do accept reincarnation. I totally believe in it. And I would say that Debbie Harry probably, as Goggs also suggested, was definitely reincarnated from something else. She had a similar past at some time. But as far as the Hawthorne public swimming pool is concerned, I mustn't forget to finish that story. She wore at the time, a very brief bikini, which was navel revealing. And it revealed other things. Also, the bra was very, very scant. And did she turn faces at the Hawthorne Memorial Pool? And I think she needed that. She knew. I remember hanging at the side of the pool and watching her go by. I think a few guys did something else, but we won't discuss that here.
This is family radio.
Don't tell me. I grew up in that, Gene. Don't worry about that. But I think I made my point. She would literally strut around the pool. She rarely, I don't ever remember her going in the water, but she loved to be seen. She needed to be the focal point, and she certainly was. There's something else about Debbie Harry, and I think in your last show, or the one where you mentioned, I think Chris O'Brien mentioned that, about Hawthorne High School, when you quoted me as saying she was aloof and so on. And Chris said, she was dreaming of going across the river to New York. And this is probably true. There is, I would like to call attention. I don't have too much more about Debbie, except when I see her, she's just the same girl I remember back in Hawthorne in the 60s. But there is an obscure song of hers. You don't hear it much. And I don't think it figured very prominently in the Blondie repertoire. It was called Diamond Bridge. Now, for those uninitiated who don't come from Hawthorne, New Jersey, that sounds like a fantasy title of a song, Diamond Bridge. People might even think she's into drugs or something, Diamond Bridge.
Every song those days, every song was evaluated in terms of being a drug song. You know, yeah. I got to get you into my life. That was written primarily by Paul McCartney, and that was his first experience with marijuana, supposedly. Along Comes Mary from the Association was about marijuana.
Well, they were all into it back then, you know.
Oh, yes. We need to move past this, though, and get back into the paranormal.
Bill Clinton saying, I had marijuana, but I didn't inhale. But I'll give you the final, put the cap on Debbie Harry. There is a song, as I said, an obscure one. She doesn't perform it. You can find it on YouTube and called Diamond, like the gem, Diamond Bridge. Now, here's the inside skinny, as we used to say years ago, back in the 60s and 70s. Diamond Bridge actually exists. It's not a fictitious title. It's not fantasy. There is the road, the main trading road, the main business street that goes right through the center of this little town of Hawthorne, New Jersey, of 16,000 people, is called Diamond Bridge Avenue. There is a park, a Passaic County Park, called Goffle Brook Park. And the bridge that goes over the spring, the little brook there, is called Diamond Bridge. Now, her parents had a little gift shop. We used to patronize that quite a bit. They had stationery and little, gifts that they would sell. Her parents, the Harrys, ran that on Diamond Bridge Avenue. And so if you look up Diamond Bridge lyrics, you'll see an ode. Really, it's very poetic. And it tells her whole desire, that's what it boils down to, her desire to cross that bridge. And that gets back to what Chris said, to go back to, or over to the river, to New York, to leave suburban Hawthorne, New Jersey behind and break out into the big world. Diamond Bridge. Look under the lyrics. It's all there.
All right. And that's it for Debbie Harry. Because she is not a mystic, I guess. Or maybe she is. You never know. A lot of the rock people were into UFOs, ghosts, any kind of mysticism. It was not uncommon.
If you will let me, permit me to say a final word about Debbie Harry.
We have 30 seconds.
Okay, I have no inside information, but I it wouldn't surprise me in a bit. To know that she was into the esoteric or the paranormal. I think she was a very bright girl and probably might very well be open to it.
Very good. Let's move on. We're going to get more into the paranormal, completely into the paranormal. We have Bob Zanotti, talk show host, old friend of mine. We have Gogs Mackay. We have Gene Steinberg. You're in
the podcast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got like, I guess, 60 or so different items, and entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast jumbo tote bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. You go to store.theparacast.com, stop by, and take a shopping tour.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
This is Leslie Kane, and I'm with the Coalition for Freedom of Information, and you are listening to the Paracast.
Chris O'Brien is hanging out in Thailand.
The poor soul.
Eating pad Thai or something like that with chicken. We have Gogs Mackay and Bob Zanotti. We're remembering the past and covering a lot of different things. And I wanted to bring up something more current, but only in a general sense. Now, every time Bob and Goggs, if we try to talk about politics on this show, people freak because it's so polarized. We have this thread over at the Paracast forums, which I established called the Official Paracast Political Thread. Everything has to be official over there. And boy, the back and forth gets to be pretty hot and heavy, especially during the election. But the one development here is, of course, that the disclosure people had hopes for Hillary Clinton because she seemed to be the UFO candidate. She said she'd look into it on a number of TV shows and interviews, and John Podesta is kind of a UFO guy, and I read a story the other day where Stephen Bassett says that he's been correspondence with John Podesta for 10 years. Then he adds, of course, I send him emails, he never responds to me, which means, of course, it's not correspondence, it is... he's emailing somebody. And by the way, I did ask Stephen Bassett if he'd like to come on the Paracast. And we haven't been very kind to him, so he declined, respectfully. But I wanted to be fair because of that. Now, obviously, Hillary lost any hope that she'd do something as president. Ends with that. Whether she'll do anything private now, that's a good question. I don't know.
I never had any faith that she was actually going to do something because the fact she was Secretary of State beforehand, she's married to somebody who supposedly had an interest. Really, she was kind of right in the inner circle. If she really wanted to find out, I don't think she would have to wait until she herself was a president to do so. So I'm a bit dubious about that. I don't know if she, because I think we've said on the podcast before that she would only answer UFO questions when they were brought up. It's not like something she brought to the table and she would announce when I get in or if I get in, I'm going to do such and such regarding UFOs. It was always in response to a journalist or whatever's questions. And what you're just saying about John Podesta, Gene, I'm just thinking off the top of my head about, you know, Chris mentioned about Tom DeLonge, the ex-Blink 182 frontman who's put a book out, and he's supposedly having lots of contact with John Podesta as well. And I think he had been mooting that something was going to happen when they get in. Obviously, he was hoping Hillary was going to get in as well. I'm not going to state a preference for either Trump or Hillary at all. I'm not going to touch that with a barge pole. But yeah, I don't believe that about that she was going to be any particular UFO candidate.
Well, that's typical. You have presidential candidates who say something that may be positive, for people interested in UFOs. They get into office, and suddenly it all disappears. It vanishes behind the curtain. And perhaps they're saying that because they feel there's a UFO vote. You know, maybe if Hillary got enough UFO votes, she would have been elected president. Who knows? But the one thing we do know is that Donald Trump said nothing that we know about the subject, evidently wasn't even asked. But I wonder then whether somebody who claims to be outside the system would go in there and maybe get interested in it.
Well, if I could jump in here, I've heard many discussions about disclosure, and it's a never-ending story. And I think Goggs brings up a very good point, and so do you, Gene. I've often thought when it came to so much talk about Hillary Clinton, John Podesta talking about disclosure, they didn't talk about disclosure. They said they would look into it and trying to get to the bottom of it. I'm sorry to sound cynical. It's not really part of my personal philosophy, but it's what the French call a diffamation professionnelle. I've been a political journalist now for 46 years, and you know, I've seen it all, heard it all. And as much as I would like to be optimistic, and I try very hard to be optimistic, I can't help but be cynical about this as far as Hillary Clinton is concerned. I think you're right, Gene. It's vote getting. It was vote getting. If one-legged toads had the right to vote in the election, she'd be going after them. She was going after anybody who had the right to vote. And, of course, it's cheap and easy. There's no commitment, you know. Yes, I will look into it. And, of course, a few pieces of information are circulated that John Podesta has a personal interest in UFOs. That certainly is no guarantee that she's going to get to the bottom of it. And it's no guarantee that there's going to be disclosure. The one issue that maybe we can chew the fat around here is the question of whether the president, and this has been speculated about for a long time, whether even the president has access to this information. My personal view is, and I'll throw this out on the table, personally, I don't buy the story that even the president doesn't have the need to know, and the military is hiding all of this and is a conspiracy. I'm willing to go, you know, a few steps towards some conspiracy theories, but this one is too outrageous. The President of the United States is the Commander-in-Chief and has legal access to every and all bits of intelligence and military information. If he says, I want to know about UFOs, he's going to find out, or she's going to find out about it. I think there's something fishy about the whole thing about disclosure.
Yeah, I agree totally, Bob, because, I mean, a president surely could even just write an executive order, you know, naming himself as somebody who should be read in into whatever. But I always go back to the point that, well, even if there is an active, you know, quasi-government group who is keeping the lid on UFOs, there could always be what you would suppose you'd call an accidental disclosure, literally something, you know, like a maybe even a human-made flying saucer copied from an alien one or whatever. But anyway, crashes very publicly. Something happens that lets the cat out of the bag. And you couldn't have the president completely in the dark and having to start from scratch if such a thing happened, because he'd suddenly have to be brought, you know, people would want to know from the Commander-in-Chief what's happening, what they're going to do about it. And I don't believe that they would only, you know, brief a president if such a thing were to happen. I do believe that maybe depending on who's in, or maybe depending on who's got to do the telling, if you like, doing the briefing, maybe they get told certain differing amounts, and maybe their different presidents are interested to different degrees. I mean, we know Carter would have been interested. And maybe they get as much as they kind of want. And, you know, I don't think Obama, he's never, to me, I know he's made the odd kind of funny comment about Roswell and Area 51 or whatever, but I never got the impression he was even remotely interested. And let's face it, we all know people, our family members and stuff, they've got zero, not even a 1% interest in UFOs. And there's no reason that it should be any different for politicians or people who make it to the White House. So I've got to think that really, as Commander-in-Chief, head of the country, that I think if there's something to be told, like if there is active American participation, military, whatever, I think they would need to be told pretty early on to a degree. And they've got to swear all kind of, you know, oaths of office, and it's just expected that they're going to be able to, you know, handle classified information. And they, it's not like they're kind of low down on the pecking order of how much they should be exposed to, what they should be read into. I mean, they're absolutely should be. I mean, this whole, you know, I don't know, 37 levels of top secret above the president. Well, I had a top secret clearance, and I'm not saying I was had access to everything or whatever. But the idea that there is 37 levels above whatever, and you would imagine each level is even more kind of, yeah, as a smaller level in terms of how many people are exposed to this information, that just makes no sense to me at all. You've literally got things that are top secret, and then they are compartmented by code words, and you're either in them or not, and they are kind of at the same level. There's no like super secret anything. It would just be something restricted to fewer and fewer people, but there's no kind of pecking order to do to that, not that I'm aware of anyway, and I certainly don't believe that president has, you know, that the people in the UFO secret are 37 levels above the president. I've never bought that at all either, Bob.
Let's continue with that in our next segment. Disclosure, what do the presidents know or don't know, and are they given information that makes them not want to tell you about it? Bob Zanotti, Gox Mackay, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.